I'd like to share a recent experience where I strongly believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globeye.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes. Not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that. Actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera. Hear something weird or something like that.
When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Green Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
It's on our EMF meter. Started with some little hand washing.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face to face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Paul with the SEPS Paranormal Podcast. Check us out twice a month where we will be discussing our most recent paranormal investigations here in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You can find us at www.sepsparanormal.podshow.com or go to our website, sepsparanormal.org.
Or you can subscribe through iTunes. Just type in SEPS Paranormal in the search field. Come by and check us out.
What are we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
You are listening to Ghostly Time with your hosts, Doug and Scott O.
That's right, and Doug's hiding somewhere.
He ran out on us.
He couldn't take it anymore. He's like, I'm going to start 2008 off the right way and quit Ghostly Talk.
I think he's around here somewhere.
I heard him laughing about that one.
But he's laughing in the next room right now. Whispers Estate. I'm just filling time until Doug is back. Why don't we just wait for Doug?
Nah. We were there.
Well, I'll start it off. Doug will be here in a second. He had to take care of something. But like we were saying before we went to break, we came in to Whispers Estate and met up with Jared, the mighty Jared, who's
Jared
a really
Marshall.
Super, really, really great. I mean, what a host. I mean, just from even if we weren't there doing the ghost hunting thing, I got to say it was really great to actually meet up with Jared because he was super cool. We had a great time, and he showed us a really good time, you know, when we weren't working and stuff like that. But I tell you,
even when we were working, he had us rolling.
Yeah, but the work... This is one of those investigations, and I have to say, Doug, now I understand your enthusiasm from the last time you were there, because, I mean, and we talked to Gowan for a few minutes, Sean we talked to for a few minutes who was there, and we all kind of are scratching our heads and things about the stuff that went down there this past Thursday when we were there at Whispers Estate, and... We can't explain these things.
Well, you saw the state of confusion Sean and I both were in after the first time we went.
Yeah.
And now I've only been there twice, and I'm still just as confused.
Trying
to put it all in perspective, because there's a lot of different kinds of activity that happen there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still trying to... That's why, I mean, like I said, Tim called last night. We talked for a minute, and I'm like, Tim, I'm still processing. I don't know exactly... what to think about this whole thing yet. I mean, Doug just barrels into that Slim Jim.
I'm back on my diet.
Do we just want to start?
Let's play.
We had a bite to eat. We kind of chilled out. We were all needed to get up, you know, kind of come down a little bit. We all drove a lot of miles to get to this place.
Literally three houses away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pizza parlor.
Yeah.
Which evidently is open until 10, which works out really well.
Yeah, and Doug brought in stacks of pizzas for us to chow down on. So
yes, I did. I called him and I said, what's the best deal? What's the bargain?
Yeah.
And he told me, I said, I'll take four.
We got some food. Chris made some killer coffee for us.
Jared did.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Jared. I was thinking of Chris, though, too, because I wanted to say it was really great to meet
Chris,
too.
Well, that's another thing. We got to meet Chris.
What a cool guy. I mean, really into this stuff. Super cool guy. And we actually have some clips from him, too, that we were on the phone last night with him, like 1:30 in the morning, talking to Chris, getting our bearings together so we could have something to present tonight. And Chris was nice enough to pull some stuff out for us, too, that we can listen to also. He was going to try to be on the show tonight, but I guess he couldn't make it or something like that. That's cool. We have his stuff. But, we got done eating, and we got into this work. From my point, the first thing that we mentioned, that Gowan and I mentioned, the first thing we heard, which we didn't record, was we heard a voice. We heard something, some muttering out of nowhere. And we're both like, you know, and what was that? And I was upstairs when I heard that. And it sounded like it came...
Was this before we did our first...
Yeah, this was before that. We were still setting stuff up and whatnot. And that's when I heard that first voice, and Gowan heard that also. That's when we discussed that. Like, you know, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that too. That was really strange. You know what? I'm going to pull my audio in, too, because I can actually put this in there. And this is kind of a long clip, and I'm probably not going to play the whole thing. But this is the first thing that I felt. And this is a relative thing, okay? By no means, I don't think anything we're going to play here tonight, again, of all the stuff we played on the show, I think we've always used the same disclaimer. We're not giving you proof of the paranormal. We're not ending this field as we speak right now. We're showing you the stuff that we got, that we thought we can't explain, that we consider anomalous. I'm sure plenty of people could punch holes right through it.
I hope they do, because yeah, we're going to make it available, too.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is the first thing that... This is when I was holding my recorder. I was holding the BC set, care of Marcus Leader, and I had it attached to my actual recorder, my little handheld. And this is something that happened to me.
Guys! It's like really cold up here, man.
There goes the alarm.
Or maybe I'm just... Okay. No, I got... You know, and this isn't... Okay, I said guys and everybody... recorder's rolling here.
And you could hear the stupidity in my voice, because I'm like, huh?
And this is just... This is relative... Yeah.
Oop. Sorry.
Beep. I'm feeling something, you know? I mean, and that's relative. I don't know. You know, that puppet's killing me.
I think we should end it there.
Did you feel it? You felt that too, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Right here, where my shirt was.
See, I was that's before Chris. I said, guys, I was like walking here, and I stopped for a second, and it was like.
So that would be a child then.
Well, I just felt something cold. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was really cold in my arm. I'm holding this thing like this, and I felt this on my arms and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know, but I felt that. So I was like, okay, you guys don't want to come up here. You had that thing rolling the whole time, right? Cool.
We'll clip it there. I was walking. I was in Rachel's room, the room where all the toys and stuff are. Now, we should note also that Jared stated that before we even got there, he came in there when he got home from work and found all the toys. There's toys, and there's pictures. We'll have pictures of this to show people, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was toys all over the dresser, dolls and stuff like that. When he came home, I guess he said they were all pushed off the dresser or something.
It wasn't
like
when he came home. It was when it was like 2 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and he woke up, or he wasn't able to go to sleep or something
okay,
like that.
All right.
But it was 2 in the morning, and he heard this noise, and it sounded like a... Like a truck was parked outside, you know, like the rumble of a truck, and he eventually equated that to like a buildup of energy, and then all of a sudden there was a loud voom kind of noise. Whatever, imagine the noise if let's say a house was filled with gas, and then it goes off, and wouldn't you get a whoom, like a whoosh explosion kind of thing?
Yeah.
That kind of thing happened. And then all this ruckus from upstairs. So he runs upstairs to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And some plaster had fallen from the ceiling onto the floor right there near where the fireplace would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And all the toys, it's like he said, it's somebody took their arm
and
just all along the dresser, and the toys were just all over the place. And had rolled on the floor, under the bed, everywhere.
That happened before we even got there. That was
right.
Something that happened before.
So he picked it up and made it presentable because he knew he had guests coming. Yeah. You know, I mean, he wasn't going to leave it a shambles.
Yeah.
And so that had happened during the night at like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I think he actually had to call into work that day, so he didn't go in, or he wasn't needed or something like that. And
mm-hmm.
then so he was able to, you know, get the house all presentable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we arrived.
Yeah, we arrived.
Yeah.
Well, now, that was the first weird thing that happened. We did, and then I already played the clip from when Gowan. This was afterwards when Gowan came in there and got scared half to death.
Yeah, that
me.
Was fun. Yeah.
which was by no means anything paranormal, but I thought it was funny to cite.
Neither
that.
Was the Mary had a little lamb. Other than it, well, it's probably not normal. That's true.
Yeah. So, but we start. We actually after that, I was just kind of just moving around, just kind of getting the feel for the place and things like that, and then. I mean, chronologically speaking, I know you have this set up, your clips are set up. Do you just want to get into those, Doug?
Well, there was a session before this
mm-hmm.
that I didn't tape, because I didn't expect things to happen until after midnight.
Yeah.
Prior to any of that happening, though, there was the cologne.
Oh, we have to talk about the cologne, because it's part...
I experienced that, too.
It was strong. So was that Slim Jim.
Yeah, well, that's a spicy Slim Jim you have there, Doug.
Why, thank you.
Now, I'll give you my take on this, too, because Jared was giving the tour. He was, I like tours and stuff like that, but I'm the kind of guy, from what your reaction was to this place last time, I just wanted to get into it. Okay, I'll figure this place out on my own.
Right.
You know, thank you, Jared. That's awesome. But I was out there taping. I was moving around. And I can't, you guys were in the back room where Jason was, you know, staying awake all night.
Yeah.
And I actually walked out and I was walking back. I was going to go back upstairs and move around and see and look at some stuff. And I did smell this cologne you guys were talking about. And it was very strong. And I thought, well, maybe somebody was spraying something in the room. I didn't know. I was just saying, okay, whatever. The candle, there was a candle there.
There was, right.
It was a cherry candle.
Yes.
This didn't smell like cherries.
No,
at all. It was a very, and we had a lot of different, you know, Jared and I talked about it at great length, and we kind of both agreed that it was like an aftershave type thing, like that manly aftershave kind of smell. Very strong, but very
manly,
musky, but
yeah.
Very musky, spicy
yeah.
stuff, right? And I noticed it, and I didn't really pay much attention to it. I was like, well, it must have been somebody, you know, goofing around with something here. We had you and Bonnie Claus here were giving away presents all night to people.
That's true.
Which, by the way, I do have the Bonnie. If you notice behind you, there is the Yoda Pez dispenser next to the Darth Vader Pez dispenser now. So we have those.
Very cool.
That was my Christmas present from Bonnie this year. Was the Yoda Pez dispenser. But I didn't think anything else. I thought, you know, whatever. And I went upstairs, and that's as I was upstairs. When Gowan came up and got scared, we discussed that too.
What do you guys think, MPI and Grimstone folks? What do you think of paranormal odors? I mean, this is something that can't get recorded.
No, you can't.
All you can do is talk about it. But it was extremely real.
It was very strong.
And unexplainable. I mean, Bonnie, you're a skeptic, right, as far as a lot of stuff goes?
Mm-hmm.
This was very real and unexplainable. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, very much so.
Lawyer?
It followed me
is
around
that a fair
the room.
Chris?
Is it fair to call it real and unexpected? Chris Bailey.
Chris Bailey.
Too many Chris's.
We could have had three. If that would have been interesting.
What do you think, Chris?
What do you think of odors? I mean, it's only secondhand. I can only describe it to you in words. I can't say, you know, here's a scratch and sniff of an actual sample of the odor. Because I don't have that. You know, you can't record it. You can't measure it. You can only talk about it. How real, I mean, is it evidence? Is it, what do you think? And how prevalent have you run into that kind of thing?
Well, we've encountered some things like cigar smoke in certain areas or a perfume smell. The hotel that we went to the other time, there was that perfume type odor. You know, it's definitely an abnormal or anomalous type sign that, you know, it shouldn't be there. So, you know, something's going on here. When it comes down to it, though, it's, you know, with smell, it's either two things. It's the chemicals that are entering your nose and, you know, you're then being received by your brain. So it can either be an interpretation of how your mind's perceiving something, if it's truly a real odor, or it's just something your mind's telling you that you're smelling, you know, or it's had some type of chemical background. You know, is it evidence? It'll never prove anything unless you have one of those cute little sniffer things that you see in Ghostbusters.
Right.
and that's what that does. But you know, it does happen. I mean, it's happened to myself. I know many people that smell these unusual things that come on that are not normal. And if you're lucky, it's cologne. If it's not...
This was not lucky kind of
this
cologne.
Was like, this was so strong and overwhelming
pungent.
That I actually gagged.
Pungent. She did. She gagged.
Sick old spice, then, Avani.
Oh, it was really worse than that.
Really bad.
I really agree with Chris on this. I mean, it depends. When you go into a home business and you're dealing with a person that has the phantom smells, it could be something that, you know, could be in the environment. It could be candles. You have to look around, take in consideration just the physical environment of the place. As far as what you smelled, it would be doing a historical study. Of possibly, well, if this keeps happening to people in the home, well, exactly, if you smell, it smells very alcohol, well, did they use alcohol in the colognes back at the time the person was supposedly alive? A lot of, you know, I've heard the same thing, and a couple of my people have actually experienced phantom smells, but actually considering evidence, it'll be something like personal experience. It's something to take in note for a case file.
Oh, yeah. So you log it?
Yes, absolutely.
And Chris Bailey?
Absolutely.
Log it? Okay.
I can tell you that we did smell every candle, and I personally went around and sniffed everyone in the house to make sure it wasn't
I heard.
Done.
That was exciting.
Yeah, I was standing there. I'm like, what? Why is my butt itching? What's going on?
Yes, Bonnie investigated everything to see if anything smelled like that because she wanted to get down to the you know.
But everybody experienced that, though, too. Everybody in the place experienced that.
I smelled it. It was pungent. It was very there.
And that's one of the reasons why when we go out, mm-hmm. We make sure nobody, don't put on any cologne, don't mm-hmm. use any real strong deodorant, because, you know, if you do catch a whiff of something, you want to make sure that it's not one of your team members.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No, and it was definitely something, and we all noted that. Like I said, we all talked about that and said, you know, what was that smell? I didn't think anything of it until I was told about it.
For a while there, you can ask Doug, or if Sean was still on the line, you could ask him. It literally followed me around the parlor. I would go stand by Sean, and within minutes, it would be there. Then I would go stand by Jarrett. Within seconds, it would be there.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to the corner. It would show up there. It mm-hmm. followed me around the room.
Yeah. So that was the smell. That really stuck out for us. Do you want to go to audio?
And he calls it the doctor's cologne or something like that is what he calls it. Because we've smelled it before. I've smelled it the time I was there before, but it wasn't as pungent. It wasn't as... It was noticeable, but it wasn't... Like right on you, right in you know.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, this is the more I process this night, the more kind of like combobbled it gets in my brain. So I'm trying to get this chronologically. So if I do say Doug or Bonnie, okay, what happened next? I want to sound like an idiot because I was there, but you know, this was a blur. It really was after a while.
Yeah, we don't have like a log.
No, we didn't do that. We need some help from you guys. I should have been writing stuff down.
Me too.
But we do have this audio. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Do you want now? This was the second.
This was the second
session. Yeah.
The second session.
The first. Now this is the first session. We did do. We did do one session. We did hear one little like kind of clicking sound that was kind of didn't seem like it fit with anything. And I did say that was I didn't cut that out because it's very very difficult to hear and it was ridiculous. But
well, I didn't expect anything to happen until after 1-2 o'clock in the morning anyway, which is about when we started the second session. But during the first session, we did get a few things.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there will be recorders that have it on it, but I didn't have it on mine.
Chris and I sat at the bottom of the stairway, and you guys. We're out in the living room, and that's what we did. It was just a 15-minute session we did, just to kind of get warmed up, I guess, for the stuff that happened later on. What you have here, though, Doug, is the stuff from the second session.
Yeah,
is that correct. Now, this first one, do you want to set this one up?
This was. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear this one.
Okay.
Okay. This is. But it's self-explanatory. And did I give you the presentation ones?
These are the five you gave me.
I think those are the presentation.
Yeah, these
ones.
Are the five. You
I think what's going to happen is it'll be the long clip,
mm-hmm.
and then a second pause, and then just the EVP, and then second pause, just the EVP.
Okay.
And I didn't do the slow one because I didn't get anything out of that last time. So
okay, let's give it a shot. Here we go.
Okay.
That sound that we're hearing there, and this is it's trait characteristic of the stuff that you had last time that you recorded yourself, Doug.
Right.
These sounds are not just these, you know, what we're used to hearing when it comes to EVP stuff, where you hear the quick little whispery things sometimes, or even louder stuff, but it's usually, I've always found they were quick, brief little phrases, right? And the stuff that, you know, you can download the stuff from the last session that Doug did there. And they were these things that kind of were like washing in and washing out. And that kind of sounds like feedback a little bit. I mean, in a way.
It reminds me of the CD that comes with the BC set.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. I mean, it kind of has that wavering sound to it.
But we purposely did not run that. But not in this session. We purposely did not run it later. We
were going to run it, and you said, no, it's not doing it.
And we ended up not running
it. Actually,
it
was Amber.
Did Amber say that? Amber...
Yeah, she says, let's not run it because there's already enough noises and we don't want to have to pick it out of another
which was
noise.
A good, which was a good move, by the way, too.
I'd still like to run a session with it eventually.
Mm. Good for you, Amber.
Yes, but she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
With that also polluting the, you know, noise spectrum, it may actually be harder to pick out the things. But then again, you know, it would be an interesting experiment.
You want to play it one more time?
Sure. Now, you guys heard the weird little noise?
Yeah. Like a murmur.
There is cussing in it. Just remember that.
Yeah, so I'll just to clip it out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nobody's ever even going to hear it. You know, but
okay.
Why don't we move on?
Let's go to the next
actually,
one.
You know what? Wait a minute. You know what?
Hang on.
You know what? I think I may have fixed this problem already for us because what I did was, as I'm speaking here, I'm trying to find it. Hang on. This is the one. I fixed this already, as you can see in the note.
Oh, thank you.
This is the same one. This may be, it's off my system, but it may be it's the same thing, though. But I didn't do any of the presentation stuff. You'll just hear it in its rawest form. It was just amplified. That was, and the only thing that was done to this clip, I'm going to make a very strong note of that, was it was amplified and I chopped out the explicitive.
Well, I have to say, if you can tell in the clip, I didn't hear that with my ears. I might have been listening for different noises, or maybe I got distracted by somebody doing something, but I know that I didn't hear it, and I'm like, what? What did I miss? But Jarrett obviously heard it because he's like, it was a little girl. But he says that about a lot of things. But the but he, you know, he does sometimes jump to conclusions. But see, then again, he lives there. He's got a lot more experience with it.
Yeah, he's living with this thing every day of his life.
Right.
You know?
So I didn't pay attention to it and I didn't hear it.
No, and I remember this situation too because we were talking and you're like, I'm like, I heard something and you're like, what? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And we all like, no, Doug, didn't you hear it? We heard it came. See, where we were sitting at in relation, there's like the pava, right? And then there's the there's a doorway and then there's a staircase that goes up to the upstairs.
Right.
And these sounds appear. Well, I use the term appeared because this is how we perceived it, is they were kind of coming down the stairs.
Right.
It was really, and that's where this sound kind of whisked down the stairs at us. Right. And that's you didn't hear that, but we did hear that.
Right.
And it was,
I mean, I heard things before.
And it was
and
an answer.
That.
It was an answer to Jared's question. I'll play it one more time.
Maybe. Right.
What? I missed that.
But you hear Jared say, come on, baby, come on. You know, and he's
come
trying,
on down the stairs,
trying to coach her and say something. Yeah, so, yeah, that was the first piece. Now, the next one we have on this list, too, this is the timing. You got some crazy...
Is this the long one?
It's 40 seconds. Yeah.
This is the long one with the banging, scuffling.
And I have this also, too, just in case we need another perspective of it. What's
that?
What?
Was that upstairs? While you
this is upstairs, yeah.
We heard it all coming from upstairs.
It was all coming
now,
from upstairs.
Unlike the first time I was there about a month ago, and the first time I was there, it was loud even downstairs. It was like it came down, you knew it was coming from upstairs, but it was also all around you. It encapsulated the evening. Like, you were just there, and it was so loud. This wasn't as loud. We did have to strain to hear it, and we had to listen.
Well, not
pay
these,
attention.
These
but the banging.
The banging we heard.
Yeah.
Well, this was, like,
this
really
was actually
loud.
A lot louder there than what's not captured on
the
tape.
And that's what's so perplexing before we get into this, is we heard this rapid-fire stepping. And it was, I mean, I won't lie to you. I mean, we've been making fun of this since it happened. I literally grabbed Doug's arm. We were sitting on the couch together, and I heard this, and I'm like, what? Oh, my. And I mean, just naturally grabbed Doug. I'm like, help me, please. I'm going to die.
We heard this stuff like it was right there, right all around us. We didn't have to strain to hear this. However, evidently the recorder needed to, because the recorder did not record it.
It's
as
really
we
weird.
Heard it.
I'll play your clip.
Okay.
When you have, and then I'll play mine. We have the same one pretty much. Yeah, they're both 40 seconds too. We nailed it.
Perfect.
Right.
You don't have to suffer anymore.
And it's not the most exciting thing I know.
All right, yeah.
I mean, and, no,
so
and
on excitement level, you know, for listening now, it's on the really, really
But the
low
thing
level.
Is, though, is we're telling the listening audience, we're talking to you guys right now, we were all downstairs.
And
now,
when he, you know, when Jarrett said his thing, you don't have to suffer anymore, then we would sit there in total absolute silence, and nobody would move. You know, we'd be scared to breathe, that kind of thing, you know, because
yeah,
you're doing
noises.
An EVP session.
Yeah.
And so we were all very, very quiet. And all of a sudden it sounded like banging, and you hear, what it comes across on this is you hear the ticking.
You hear ticking tick, and some knocking around and stuff
bang,
like
bang,
that.
Bang, bang,
yeah.
You know, whatever. And you do hear it in there. I'm shocked because I didn't notice that when I was clipping it out. You hear that boom, 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 boom.
And now...
Sounds like somebody's running...
It's very subtle in the audio. It's very subtle in the audio, and this is obviously amplified again. But when we were sitting there...
It was loud.
It was right... And this, I'm talking, this was literally right above us. You could,
right.
You could almost feel it. And that's when I grabbed Doug's arm.
Yeah.
That's when I grabbed his arm. Here's my clip. This is the same one, but this is my
You've
clip.
Amplified probably a little louder than I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, so I don't want to blow our eardrums out, but this is the same thing.
You don't have suffering.
Strange.
All of that, and what's interesting is, while I'm listening to it, okay, I know that, because you're hearing it, and you're like, I want to hear those, you know, the boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I want to hear the footsteps, you know.
This thing was
but all that ticking, the ticking, and the clicking, and the kfoomp, and the, you know, none of that was in, I mean, we heard it, but we weren't making those noises. It wasn't like, you know, oh, we're sitting there with sheets of paper, and it's rattling, or, you know, we're not like going, oh, I'm going to check my cell phone. Yeah, there were no ambient noises caused by us.
Everybody was sitting still in this thing.
So all of that, every little tick and every little, you know, noise.
That, and that thumping was just...
The thumping, and then the thumping was, of course, that's when you grabbed me, was when the...
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a kid or somebody...
Something
running across the floor.
Yeah. Again, I mean, this is just what was captured. And it's really perplexing again because we thought, I know,
and
this
I
is what, like last night. We
it
were,
would pick it up really
yeah,
loud.
Like,
and
that's why I said to you last night, I'm like, this is really frustrating because, I mean, I went through my, this is from your laptop. My audio, it's not nearly the quality of what you have here.
Right,
I
was using the USB condenser microphone. The condenser microphone was physically in the center of the hallway upstairs.
Standing right up.
So when you hear us talking... It's actually, we're all the way downstairs through the foyer, or through the entryway, into the foyer, and we're sitting in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, or parlor, I'm sorry.
Palva.
Through the entryway and into the parlor.
Yeah.
So we're actually in a completely separate room, but the condenser mic is that...
It's a pretty sensitive mic.
Sensitive. Yeah. That it records...
But why? We hear this cranking loud... stomping or pitter-patter, right, above us. I mean, to the point where it's, like, literally shaking the ceiling. You know, you can feel it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, last night, I'm like, Doug, this is frustrating because I thought this was just going to be blaring loud on all of our recorders, and it isn't.
And this is the issue that I had with the first time I was there. The
same thing.
Rachel
same
screaming
thing.
And all that stuff. It sounded like it was permeating the building in our bones. And
but you
and
also have to look at it this way, though. If you're in a room that has all wooden floors, when you're downstairs, it always sounds louder than on the actual floor that you're walking on.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things, though, as paranormal investigators. There's not one person sitting in this room and that can't say that you've heard something, and you just shake your head, well, hey, I know it was at this time, I know these people were present in that room,
yeah.
It's totally quiet, how come it's not on the microphone?
Right,
you
yeah.
Know, there's not one person in this room that hasn't had to go through that, and it does get frustrating
no,
when
yeah.
You pick that up, especially on a dynamic microphone like that.
Well, yeah. This isn't dynamic, this is a USB condenser,
mm-hmm.
So it actually acts as similar to a human ear as you can get
yeah.
From a made product. What do you think is it,
Chris
Bailey? What ambient sounds like that? Traveling through the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
condenser microphone. It can pick up our voices, and you can understand what we're saying far away. Yet somebody running along the floor like that.
On the same floor
that it's sitting on. It's physically sitting on the floor.
That mic should have fallen over.
Yeah.
It was on one of our goosenecks, wasn't it?
Knocked it down. No, it was on. It's got its own little stand, and it's a little tripod.
Oh, so it's much more stable than these crappy things.
It's a lot more stable than these.
Okay. Chris, what
ambient noise. Why didn't it pick it up loud? Why wasn't it like right there? And why wasn't it a voice? I would have liked it to have been a voice.
Well, number one, I wasn't there.
otherwise, the ghost would have explained it. So.
Well, there's a few things. Like you said, the condenser microphone has a very flat frequency response curve. You should have had a very clear sound from it. But the other things you have to consider is the structure of the building. Like Bonnie mentioned about coming through flooring. Whenever a sound enters or connects with an object, part of it gets reflected off, part of it gets absorbed and travels through the media type. So if it came from upstairs, it very well could have been echoing down depending on the acoustics of the room that you were in. And it wouldn't have been necessarily the case upstairs. It's difficult to say. Or maybe your ears perceived that sound coming possibly from a different direction than you thought it was. And it was just simply reflecting off the ceiling area. And thus it was further away from the mic than you might have been. But without being there, without...
Right.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm just speculating.
Well, so. I want to then let everybody know, you guys and anybody else who happens to go to this particular location in the future, note the layout of the place. Try and figure out where sound could come from and bounce off of and things like that, because the sounds don't record as I would have expected to them to record.
No, and this has been twice.
Neither the screaming nor these things.
Yeah, so, I mean... That all makes sense, guys. That makes perfect sense. It's just, you know, I'm not arguing with you guys either, but from being there, I know that sound, it came right above us. And in relation, and knowing the layout, the little bit of the time I spent there, and I, like I said, I was up there by myself, kind of moving around, seeing how it all worked together and stuff like that. For example, like the room that, Rachel's room, that was right above our room. Where me and Andrew stayed at.
Yeah.
I checked all that stuff out. So I kind of knew where everything was going at. I just expected that audio, that those pitter patters, to just come screaming through those microphones. And it didn't. Really.
Well,
strange.
Thank heavens the condenser mic was on for that, because I wouldn't have...
We got... It's faint. It's there, but we got something.
On a dynamic microphone, I don't think you would have picked it up, because it came out that faint on an actual...
Yeah.
But on a...
Mine, it's buried in the hiss in my recorder. It's
buried in the hiss.
I couldn't even find it. So that's why I'm glad we had yours. Your clean recording.
Well, it's cleaner. We could probably clean it up if we ran filters through it, but I don't like running.
I don't
want to
do that. I
want to
keep
filter EVPs.
No, not
the only thing we did here was just amplify this a little bit. That's it. We just made it louder for people.
The amplifying and stuff like that would be just fine. The more and more that you filter, the more and more it takes away from sound quality and what's actually there. That's
exactly.
That's why we try not.
You get
to
all kinds of funny things when you compress audio.
Oh,
believe me. It sounds very ethereal.
I've actually heard something go, wee 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 wee.
Yeah, it does that. The more
and
you're
like, I am here to cure you.
Oh, that sounds great.
You applied quite the filter. Yeah.
So, we have another one. I know these last two are kind of more funny, aren't they? We can't put these on the air.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think about...
You got a TV.
Oh, actually, this one, the one... The one about the ball.
Yeah.
You can play that one, because that one is... First play it, and then I'll explain what the heck is... Why is this important?
Sounds good.
Bring your jacks here. And the ball. We can't find the ball. Can you bring me the jacks ball?
Now, we've talked about Rachel being an 8-year-old girl. We've talked when she passed away, and we talked about that people bring her toys and little dollies and, you know, things like that. One of the things that happened to me the last time I was there was these jacks. You know, jacks, the game where you throw them out and then you bounce the ball and you try and capture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just showing you this because that's what I have also for my captures.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So that'll work good.
And so from that jacks game, there's all these jacks, and jacks are no longer evidently metal like they were when I was a kid. You know, but I imagine they probably stopped producing that just around World War II when they needed all the metal. And that's when I was a kid. So anyway, so what happens is they started making them out of plastic. They make them colorful and pretty and big. So
yeah, they're huge, man. Yeah,
Jacks were teeny little things when I was a kid. But anyway, so out of the Jacks game, we paid attention to this because last time I was there, I was picking up Jacks for 3 days. I was there for 3 days, and I picked up Jacks for 3 days. These things were all over the house. I would grab a couple, I'd go and put them up in Rachel's room, and then I'd go downstairs, and there'd be more, and I'd put them up in Rachel's room, and I just kept, for 3 days, I was putting Jacks up in Rachel's room, and I'm like, there's just not that many Jacks. I don't understand how these Jacks are, like, appearing all over the house all the time. But I didn't write it down, I didn't think of it. It sort of, like, developed. It was a developing story, and you don't notice the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're going to pay attention to these Jacks, right? Turns out there's 40 Jacks in the house, okay, that we could find at least the night that we were there. 40 of these Jacks, and I only saw one ball, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see the ball until later, because as you can tell in that clip, I was asking her, where's the ball?
When we first counted them, Doug, there were only 30.
Right. When we first counted them, there were only 30. Well, we first counted 20-some.
Yeah.
That's what Sean counted. But then I was looking along the thing, and there were some interspersed. So we found 30 total in her room on her dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to see if any of these 30 disappeared and were found later downstairs or upstairs or anywhere. And because we wanted to pay attention to the Jacks game, because I know I picked up Jacks for 3 solid days and kept putting them on her dresser the previous time I was there, and I didn't know to pay attention to this kind of thing. So we're paying attention, got a camera on the dresser looking at these Jacks the entire time, right? Christopher had his camera on the dresser, which is why we were fortunate enough to get the Jason Gowen
incident
clip, which was cool. But the
on YouTube as we speak.
GhostlyTalk.com.
Yeah.
And so the Jacks were important, and the ball, I asked during our EVP session, during the same one with the pitter-patter of feet, you know, that we just heard, that same EVP session, I asked her about the ball.
I pulled the one Where's clip, the too, that Chris had. I actually had that pulled out when Chris and Gowan and I were in Rachel's room just doing a little session for a little while. Chris actually asked the question, too. I see that you have toys and your Jacks and stuff like that here. You want to spread some Jacks around the house or move them around the house for us?
I heard that as well.
I have that. I didn't put it in the playlist.
I didn't put it in my playlist either.
But there is this other one I do.
I knew that this Jacks thing, the Jacks and the... This is important to Rachel, because I had a hunch that it's important to Rachel, and I asked her about it during the EVP session, bring me your ball. Right?
Now, the one we're talking about here that I showed you a second ago, is that wasn't in the same session up in the attic, am I correct, or was it the same session with you and Jared?
There were only two ball incidents, one was with me and Jarrett, the first one.
Well, let me just play this, because this is pretty hilarious. Not hilarious... I mean, hilarious is in this is just really strange.
Okay.
This is really bizarre.
Do you like it when people come here, Rachel?
This is with Bonnie. Now I remember.
Or do you like it better alone? Yes!
No, it would be with Doug because we were in Rachel's room.
I don't know what that pounding was. That was in the attic.
I know what I'm talking about now.
They need a flashlight!
Sergeant Bonnie there.
That wasn't me.
Is that Amber? Sergeant Amber there.
We're coming.
Here comes the A-team.
They need a light in here.
That was Amber,
here.
Too.
You haven't got a flashlight? Can't see, no. We have yours?
Yeah, I gave it to you.
Where did it go? Did Bonnie grab it?
What happened? Here it is.
Okay, wait, I can't see.
What happened, Doug?
Well, evidently, we're in the wrong room with the rest of this recording, but...
No, I have the other one. I just... This was one of my clips, and I have Chris's clip also.
Okay.
And I'm going to play that, too.
Well, up in the... What happened was, I was up in the attic, with Jarrett Marshall, the owner of Whispers.
Yeah.
And we had split up at this time. This was the second phase or whatever.
We were getting all this activity when all was sitting on the first floor. So we said, okay, will we get the same activity with people spread up on the second and up in the attic
first we started with Bonnie and Amber in Rachel's room.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all the icky boys, I think you put it.
Yes,
the
because most 8-year-old girls don't like to play with icky boys.
And I did hear that on the recording too, thank you.
Yes, so the icky boys were all down in the parlor.
It's amazing what you hear when you're not in the room.
And we did that for about 10
I would say that to your face.
So we did that for about 10 minutes, and then we thought, well, Jarrett and I are going to go up to the attic, and we're going to sit in the attic in the dark. Right?
Yeah.
And, creepy.
Ooh.
And, so Jarrett and I go up into the attic, and we're sitting there, and obviously somebody, this recorder had to be on the second floor.
It was.
Obviously, otherwise. Floor.
That's off my recorder.
And, so we're sitting in the attic, Jarrett and I, and we did several, experiments and things like that. And then eventually, all this ruckus started happening all at once. I heard thump, 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 thump. Off to my right, and Jarrett, and all this noise started happening with wood. Like they're renovating the attic, so there's planks, like 2x4s,
yeah.
And there's pieces of wood all over the place, and you hear the wood banging against each other and making noise, and ow, ow, it hit me in the head. That's what Jarrett was saying, and I'm like, and so that's when I hollered down for a flashlight.
Yeah.
Somebody runs up and someone shines a flashlight in there because we were sitting in the dark on purpose because he said that in the past the dark is good. And my flashlight was in my truck. I'm not a wonderful ghost hunter, okay? I brought one, though, didn't I?
You need to buy a case from Harbor Freight.
Yes, I do. So somebody ran up with a flashlight and we found the ball from the Jax set was next to me and behind me about 2 feet against the wall, wedged between a couple of planks.
But chunk bitten out of it, by the way, too, I noticed.
Well, it had, I think it always had a flat spot.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's well used. And and then of course, Jarrett is like, oh my gosh, this plank attacked me, and he's holding up a piece of wood. And so
the plank is just going crazy. It was like Steve Irwin.
Trying to get away. I see the butte. Steve Irwin is a pirate now.
Yeah, he's a pirate.
She's a butte. Ahoy.
But yeah, no, the thing.
What did I tell you was going to happen?
The thing hit him in the head.
I'm not going to have any balls.
Now.
But play the...
Now this clip is actually, this was later on though, in the attic again though. Okay?
But first, I want you to play the clip where I ask her directly about the ball, because I can't even believe...
Again?
...that she then...
Bring the Jax here. And the ball, we can't find the ball. Can you bring me the Jax ball?
And then later on, we go upstairs, Jarrett and I are in the attic, and that ball magically appeared out of thin air, bounced several times, and at that same time the wood started going crazy and something fell on and wood fell on Jarrett's head.
And then the A-team came in, led by me to save the day.
Where did the ball come from? It had to come. It was either me or Jarrett if it were a mundane explanation, right? If it were supernatural, it could have been, apported there. But if it were a mundane explanation, it would be me or Jarrett had the ball, right? I know I didn't have it, and I cannot even fathom that Jarrett would have prepared for me asking directly about that ball earlier in the session. We don't know where the ball is. Where's the ball? And then he's like, oh, good thing I thought of that at 3 p.m. before they got here. Yeah, I just don't see...
No, that's a very compelling point. You're right.
I just don't see it as him planning for me to be noticing the Jax and the ball and paying attention to that particular thing. But I don't know. I know that it startled me, and I just don't... I mean, unfortunately, it's not proof positive of the paranormal, but it is definitely something that happened to me.
Mm.
And just like with a Ouija board or things like that, which are big no-nos, by the way, kids.
Don't use a Ouija board.
Unless you're me. The Ouija board, you always swear that it's the other person, and I don't know. Is Jarrett doing the same thing? I wonder if Doug... really have the ball in his pocket. Is he thinking that maybe I had it, and I'm thinking maybe he has it, or had it, or maybe he had I don't know.
Well, speaking of balls.
Yes.
More balls.
Let's talk about balls.
Balls are the topic right now.
Balls.
No, there's another clue. After you and Jared were up there, yeah. Bonnie went up there with Jared.
True.
Okay. And this is the clip I actually met a few minutes ago, because hilarity ensues on this thing.
Yeah, this is
it's not
one.
Funny, but it's funny at the same time. And this is a clip that Chris actually sent over to us.
I don't know.
I don't know what's reaction. So funny about this.
That's so funny, but it's not.
Here we go.
I wish it's saying right now, honestly. Okay, all right. We're going to sing to you, and you play, and we know you're tired, but it would mean the world to us if you just give us a sign that you're okay, because we're worried about you. So we're going to sing to you.
They just got done.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to sing up here. Ready? One, two, three.
Ring around the rosy. Pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
It was a little bit of Jack's.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell, I can't find anything.
Dude, I've got... Hold on.
Rachel, come on.
Hey! How many jack balls are there? That's what I want to know.
There's two to each set, I think.
How many sets are there?
There's one set. There should be one set. I don't feel anything. I can't feel anything.
Okay, where are you?
I'm right here. Right here. Okay. You guys, can you come upstairs?
You got to see the comedic value in that a little bit. I mean, these guys. I mean, you guys are clamoring around up there, and you hear the song. We hear the song they're singing.
Right.
And right, I mean, again, this is insane because that's some pretty good timing right there.
And then all of a sudden you hear the jacks.
The jacks, and then the ball, boing, 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 boing. Yeah, there was
nine jacks. They were not from the jacks that we had counted on the thing, so that we had counted 30, so this makes 39. Eventually we found another one.
Yeah.
So we found a total of 40 jacks, but this would have brought the total to 39. So these were nine new jacks, and that were just scattered all over the floor. So that means, and Jarrett had not been downstairs.
No.
He had to have had if it were him nine jacks and a ball or two.
He would have had two balls.
Two balls, and and I'm not a doctor, but and so he would have had to have prepared for this.
Yeah.
So incredibly meticulously, and besides, what about? We heard the ball bouncing. I heard that.
A couple of times.
I heard it a couple of times.
I think I got kicked around because you guys are clamoring around.
I didn't move.
Right. Oh, really? Okay.
The only thing I did was stick my arm out to see what was around me. I didn't move.
Okay.
And you felt the ball?
The ball hit me in the back.
Very nice.
The Jack's ball hit me in the back,
mm-hmm.
and then bounced between me and the wall. Now, this is the only thing that I can't find a logical explanation for.
Where was the ball when we got
there
with the flashlight?
Because it bounced between me and the wall. There were no more than 6 inches between me and the wall. The second it happened, I stuck my arm out looking for the ball. The only way someone could have grabbed that ball is to have precision aim in pitch black to not hit the wall or me to grab the ball. And when Doug got up there with the flashlight, there was no ball.
You hear the ball bouncing,
yes,
but when I got there with the flashlight, there was no ball anywhere near her. There was no ball up there at all, and we searched.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, these are the things, sorry about the uncertainty here with the
Ouija board kind of thing. You swear the other person's doing it, and did Jarrett precision in the pitch dark where he couldn't even find a jack on the floor, which there were nine of them scattered throughout the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he precision reach behind Bonnie, not touching her nor the wall, and grab just the ball and then re-hide it on, or, you know, hide him on, hide it on his person?
Yeah.
Wow. Or did it disappear?
Proof of the power?
How can this happen? How, you know, it's just insane.
No, yeah, and I mean, we're scratching our heads literally as we speak right now, because
there is a mundane explanation. Jarrett could be a master magician, and the ball could have been on a string. Or, I mean, all these different things. I mean, you could say...
But we haven't even noted because we're at 4 minutes and we're out of here, but we have to note this. This is very important. Because we all were kind of bouncing ideas like this back and forth, like, okay, how could this been pulled off? But here's the thing. I'm laying in bed the next morning. We got, like, 3-4 hours sleep. We're all back up again, so we have to get back on the road. And Jared, he has to go to work.
Yeah.
So Jared comes by our room, pokes his head in, and says, hey, guys, it was great, you know, meeting you. We'll see each other again. I got to go to work. Leave the key. I shouldn't say on the air.
Right. He's got a spot. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know... I'm going. Goodbye. See you later. And he leaves us all, like, what, 8 or 9 of us, or however many?
Seven.
Seven of us.
At least that was close. 7 of us to this house, you know, and we all were like, okay, that's
and
cool.
And he had made, you know, the muffins and little biscuits and, you know, things for breakfasty kinds of things, and made coffee for the people who drink coffee.
Yeah, yeah. He made us breakfast, and then he was gone. He was out there. I mentioned this to you guys before the show and stuff like that. He just left. And we talked about that the next morning, you know, well, after we got up and got conscious. And I'm like, well, you know, all this stuff, we could be tearing up floorboards. We could be tearing out walls right now, trying to find speakers or something, anything, right? You know, of course,
he's
I don't
so
want to
trust him.
But he just let us go. He's
good-natured and honest-seeming in
hilarious.
And
really put the hook in me on that one. Because I'm like, he just left us to the house to do whatever we want here. I don't even know how to, and that's why we're scratching our heads more and more. Just keep scratching your heads about this thing. Is this the proof of the afterlife? Is this the proof of paranormal? I don't know what to say about that. You know, I don't think that's what we're trying to do here. But what do I know we talked about this over and over again, Doug. It's about the experiences.
Yeah.
And we had these experiences. We had a great time with these experiences. We learned a lot, I think, especially tonight from you guys, right? Just explain this stuff to us, because we don't take notes. We should be writing stuff down, right? But we're not, because we're stupid. But, you know, we're going to be scratching our heads after the show. I'm sure we're all going to talk after the show and go, you know, so what'd you think? Well, I think you guys are out of your minds. You guys should just quit the paranormal completely, whatever it may be, right? But... this is something that I know myself.
That's an email I got the other day. Yeah.
This is something I know myself, and I said this to you, Doug, the next morning. I'm like, okay, look, I've never heard the voices come downstairs, the stairs, like I've heard before. Because there was other ones, but we couldn't get it. We can't hear them on the recordings. It's ridiculous.
I have.
But
we
heard them with our ears. That's the craziest thing. It's like a reverse thing. It's like a reverse thing completely, dude. Because usually it's the other way around. You don't hear anything, and the recorder picks it up, right?
Like I said, it totally spoils you for ghost hunting, because now you go to a normal haunted place, it's normally haunted, and you're like, oh, gosh, why can't the ghost just say something?
Yeah.
Why do I have to go back and listen?
Well, when you hear a pitter-patter like that, you know, really loud. I mean, all we have is our word right now to the listening audience, to you guys sitting here. We heard these things out loud, very loud. Everybody heard these things. I grabbed Doug's arm. The first time in my career with working with Doug, whether it be radio or in the paranormal, have I ever grabbed Doug like that? Well, except when you tried to kill me in the escort. I think I grabbed you then, but that was
you did. You did. That was
I was
when
trying
I saw,
to punch you. Though.
I saw the ghost, and I stopped, and he's like, "What?"
Yeah, but that was like what 20 years ago. So
right,
I don't know.
Back in the horse and carriage.
These were things we heard, we felt, we smelled all these things. And something new for me, I have to say.
I think we made 2007 go out with quite an interesting story.
You guys have fun here? You guys enjoy yourself?
It was awesome.
Cool.
I have to thank, we have to thank Jason Gowan for being such an incredible sport and letting us put, well, not knowing
well,
that
well, being
that.
The jokester he is, I sure we got one coming in the horizon on us too pretty soon.
I'm pretty sure.
There was a lot of filming that night and a lot of recording.
And we have to thank, of course, the ghost man, Sean Burris, who's coming up
next.
Thanks
for dropping in,
sound.
Man.
For going
the
to
Demon Hunter.
The Demon Hunter for calling in. You guys, Chris from, throw out your websites, everybody.
Grimstone-Inc.com.
That's Chris Bailey from Grimstone, Inc.
MetroParanormal.org.
And that's, of course, Chris from MPI. Oh, you guys don't have...
What's your website, Kevin?
Then we've got Wayne and
Kevin.
Kevin.com. We've got Wayne and Kevin, of course, in the studio as well. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Christopher from Chicago, for coming out and investigating Whispers with us.
Yeah.
And I just had an incredible time, and thank you,
this
Jarrett.
Was a cool way to end the year out. I'm glad we did this kind of show.
Jarrett, Whispers Estate, what a fantastic way to end 2007. I don't know how we can top that in 2008.
Yeah.
But I do know we can give Whispers Estate another try.
We're talking about it already.
Watch our calendar.
Yes,
it absolutely. Won't be on there. I'm not going to tell anyone when we go.
That's it, guys.
Yeah, stick to that.
I'm going
to. We've been waiting to do this all week, guys. See you next year.
See you next year.
It's going to be
I'll see you when I see you.
2008 is going to be a really cool
year.
Have
a paranormal 2008, everybody.
Yay! I need to go someplace where a man can think.
To listen to now.
Balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Don't hate the media, become the media.